I'm on the eLife 2009 and I'm pleased to welcome Synth.nl on his stand. Hello.
Hi.
You have just released your third album, is it correct? Oceanography.
Yes, the third album already, yeah.
The further albums were Aerodynamics and what was the other one?
Atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
Yes.
We know these tracks, I played several tracks in my show already. And the tracks were quite short on the Atmosphere. Are these also short or maybe longer ones?
Oceanography is a bit the same as Atmosphere. There's one track that's a bit longer. That's 7 minutes 40 seconds. That's my longest track so far. Yeah. But in concept, it's a bit the same as Atmosphere in length. So.
Mm-hmm. Are there some relevant differences to other... to the previous album?
Yeah, well, I think it's a bit more melodic. Mm-hmm. There's still some beat in there, but it's reasonably quiet album. Mm-hmm. A lot of atmosphere, but especially more solo work, more synth solos. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on concerts, I don't know if you already gave concerts.
No, I get that question a lot. Must be honest, I never did a concert. It's not something I really mm-hmm. have plans for either, but I'm mm-hmm. I'm a studio musician and mm-hmm. I'm more of a background guy, so
yeah, yeah. Of course, there are people you have to be on the stage
I'm a bit shy in that, so
no problem. And your recordings, you have your studio at home, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you use lots of soft synths, or you don't like them?
Well, usually I use a combination of soft synths and hardware. I love to play, especially leads and pad sounds, stuff with more feeling in it. Mm-hmm. I like to play on hardware, mm-hmm. but for drums and sequences, I prefer software because it syncs very good on the beat, so it's very time critical stuff usually that I use software for. Mm-hmm. But I do use more and more, especially the older machines as well. And I see that I can get much more bass pressure, for example, from an analog synth than I can get from a soft synth. So it depends on the purpose. So I usually use them both. So.
And how long are you playing electronic music now? It's the third album. Did you start 10 years ago or
no, well,
just recently?
I came in a bit of a strange way into the music. I studied electronics when I was in mm-hmm. school. And I started collecting synthesizers in 1990 or so. So that's a long time already. Mm-hmm. But more from the technical point of view. So I was very interested in how I could create sounds with electronics, and actually I'm building my own synthesizers as well at the moment, just from electronic components, which is very nice. But in 2005 I had a burnout, so I was at home, and that was the time that I actually started recording tracks. So I fiddled around and I played melodies but never recorded anything, so I started with that in 2005 actually.
It's more or less like me. I own a lot of modular synthesizers and modules, the half of the stuff I've built myself. But to play, I don't play much.
Well,
I'm more constructing than playing.
Yeah, well, actually, I had no idea where to start as well. I don't have a real musical background or anything. I mm-hmm. can't even read notes. So, But, well, I just wanted to create something with all that equipment. I mean, I had a room full of synths and well, never did anything useful with it. So mm-hmm. I just decided that I wanted to record some songs. And from that came an album. And, well, from mm-hmm. there on, I started enjoying it more and more. So,
Yeah, and if it's already the third album, the other two should have been sold out, I suppose, or sold well.
Not sold out. It's not that easy to sell CDs at the moment, but they're going quite well.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy that I can do it with Groove Unlimited. Mm-hmm. Of course, they have a lot of customers, so it's a good way to get the music out there. But there's still lots available. So,
also possibility to buy your music online.
Yes, the first two albums are on iTunes and Amazon as well, cdbb.com. And I presume the new album will come there as well, so you can buy it as CD or as MP3, with mm-hmm. whatever you like. Yeah.
And you own personal website, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, and that's quite easy. That's the same as my artist name. That's www.synth.nl. So it's quite easy to remember, I think.
That's nice. Well, I think that should be enough for our small talk here.
Okay, great.
Thank you, and hoping to hear soon or next year at this time a new album, maybe from you.
I'll do my best. I'm already working on some new stuff. So.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you too. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Michel from Sendo Danel. You're listening to Silent Running on Radio Ara.
Als ein Interview gestartet, Martinger seriöser Pan, aber trotzdem proper rüberkommen. Michel von Osenbruggen heißt sein Album, wo man heute zwei Stecker hier nun heißt Oceanography. Wir haben zwei Tracks hier beim Namen Kelonia und für die Runden Torsiops. Ich kriege da über Groove, groove.nl, sowieso die ideale Adresse für alle möglichen Informationen, da kannst du dann, was sonst noch lebt, neu releasen. Dann Website von ihm ist ganz klar www.synthmatea.nl. Geht mal drüber gucken, da fällt er vom Hocker, ich werde auch mal gucken drüber. Da meint er, da wird entweder ein Synthes Müse oder ein Geschäft. Aber was den da oben stehen hat, das unerhört. Hat er da wirklich ganz viel Foto von allen Seiten, von allen Apparaten gemacht. Da sind die Menschen Präziositäten dran, dann haben wir formant Synthesizer aus dem Elektor, da von drei verschiedenen Nordlieden. All möglichen Schottings 3P und Double Ausführung, Maschine von Quäs durch die Gärts, ganz Synthesizer-Geschichte, alles proper montiert. Und das von einem Pult aus, da auf dem Master Keyboard, wo ein Zugriff drauf hat. Also ganz beachtlich, was der Michel da zu bieten hat.